Welcome to the Full Frontal Living Podcast. I'm Lisa Carpenter, master life coach to driven, ambitious humans who want more out of life without having to sacrifice themselves to achieve it. I'll share how it's possible to slow down, take better care of yourself, find more peace and ease, create sustainable energy, stop procrastination and overwhelm, and fall in love with your life, your business, and your body. This podcast is for you if you're ready to learn what it takes to thrive as a high performer, do less but achieve more, make you and your well-being a top priority, and create your extraordinary life. I'm so glad you're here. Well, hey, hey, and thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Full Frontal Living Podcast. I'm so happy and grateful to be here. This episode is going to be a little bit different than episodes I've done in the past. I'm going to be sharing about a massive personal decision that I made quite recently. And in fact, I'm just 2 weeks post now, and that is having my breast implants removed after, 18, 19 years they were in there. So why is this relevant to you? So much of this decision actually really plays into my work. You've often heard me talk about having a lot of reverence for our bodies and making sure that you are making your health a priority. And it had never occurred to me that some of the problems, some of the symptoms that I have been experiencing over the past couple of years may be tied to my implants. So that's why I'm sharing this, because you may also have implants and there's no judgment. You know, what you do with your body is your choice. It's your sovereign territory. You get to choose what's best for you, whether you have them in, you've never gotten them in, maybe you want to take them out, maybe you're just getting ready to put a set in. Whatever works for you, you do you. But this platform is where I come and share things that I have learned in order to support your learning in things that may not be in your awareness. So I'll kind of start at the beginning. And if you want to hear most of my journey, it's all shared on, I shared everything over on Instagram. You are more than welcome to take a look. I saved it all in a story highlight, so you can watch from beginning to end. Of course, I didn't take you into the surgery room with me. But I share really honestly and boldly about the whole procedure, from the markups to, you know, kind of what it looked like afterwards. And I'll talk a little bit about that today, and why this makes me even more passionate about sharing my message around how you treat your body really matters. Because as I'm sitting in front of you, so if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see me on video. Otherwise, you're just listening. I am only 2 weeks post what's considered major surgery. So my implants were under the muscle. So they had to, you know, cut into my chest cavity to remove the implants. I had a full en bloc capsulectomy, which means that they take the implant out with the scar tissue that my body had made around it in one piece. They do that for quite a few reasons. I'm not going to get into all of them. Most doctors do not do this procedure. They will go in and take out the implants and then leave the scar tissue behind, with the belief that the scar tissue will get absorbed back into the body, which actually has been proven that your body doesn't reabsorb it. It just is like this hard chunk that stays in there, which sounded problematic to me, which is why I wanted to get the whole thing out. And if there's any problems with the implant, the scar tissue will house that as well. So if you've had a leak, for somebody who maybe had a silicone implant and there was a leak, some of it's going to be contained inside that scar capsule. So you want that taken out. So when the doctor opens up the scar tissue around the implant, when it's out of your body, they can assess, versus like cutting it open in your body. If you had a silicone implant that had ruptured or had a leak, or even a saline one, if it had a leak, you would then be releasing those fluids into your body, in your chest cavity. So of course, that was not something I was interested in. So I did a full en bloc capsulectomy is what it's referred to. So I'm 2 weeks post-surgery and I feel freaking amazing. I was on pain meds, just Tylenol 3s with codeine. I didn't take anything else. I didn't take any other Advil. I used some Arnica, which is a natural anti-inflammatory kind of healing agent, like a natural aspirin, so to speak. I was off of all my pain meds by Saturday. And as of a couple days ago, I've been in the gym walking on the treadmill more because of the weather here is so crap. I hate being cold and wet outside in the rain, so I'd rather go walk on the treadmill. And just doing some light lower body weight exercises. Like, I feel great. I've been sleeping solid. My body is healing so quickly, which I fully expected it to do because I take such good care of myself. Your body is designed to heal. When you break your arm, it's going to mend itself. If you cut yourself, your body is going to heal itself. Our bodies are designed to do this. And somewhere along the line, so many of us have lost faith in our body's ability to heal, which of course many of you have because of how you treat your body. So if you're putting garbage food in your body, you're never moving it, you're thinking garbage thoughts about it, you're constantly beating up on yourself, you're not creating an environment for your body to thrive. And I do my best every single day to create an environment for my body to really thrive in. So when I need it to show up for me, which that's a whole other, probably do a whole other episode on that, it always does. And when I think about everything that I put my body through, including having these implants put in the first place many years ago, my body has always still shown up for me. So I'm really, really pleased with how quickly I've healed. Also, it was amazing, you know, not having a lot of use of my arms. I still have very limited range of motion, but, you know, everything feels good. I feel tight across my chest, but other than that, everything feels really good. The ability to stand and sit without having to use my arms. Like, I challenge you to get down on the floor and then stand up without using your arms, to get out of bed without using your arms to prop you up. We use our arms for so many things. And when you don't have use of your arms, can you move yourself around the world? Can you, not even around the world, right? Can you get yourself on and off of the toilet by yourself? So these are things you may want to start thinking about, because regard implants or not, life is going to throw things at you. And the healthier you are, the more equipped your body is going to be to handle whatever is thrown at you. So this is just kind of a cautionary tale, so to speak, for you to consider where you might want to start showing up a little bit better for your health and well-being, because it really does play a factor in your quality of life in the future. And that's what I want you to think about, is the future version of yourself. Are you treating yourself today in a way that will benefit that future version of yourself? And I've talked about this many times before. You know, take care of yourself. You only get one body. And that's part of why I wanted to do this podcast as well, is because in making the decision to take out my implants, and listen, most of you, if you met me, wouldn't even know I had implants. You know, after having kids when I was really young, I was like an A cup. I'm going to get really personal with you guys here. I was an A cup. Then I had both of my kids. I went to like a double D from breastfeeding, and then they went back to an A cup, but completely deflated. So I was young at the time. I don't even know if I asked about having a lift. All I knew is that I wanted them put back to where they were before. And getting implants just seemed like the thing to do. And it seemed easy. I made the decision and I was really, really happy with them at the time. So the decision, or how do I want to put this? It was really challenging for me when I started to look at some of the health issues I was having. I had to get past the dissonance that I was feeling when it was brought to my attention that my implants could be creating some of the problems that I was having, because I had never considered that my implants were the problem. So this is part of what I want to talk about today, is kind of giving you guys the rundown of breast implant illness, which I'm going to be honest, many doctors do not even recognize as a thing. And in fact, if a woman brings it up to her doctor that it might be her implants, she is often dismissed, and that couldn't possibly be the case. So I'm going to let you guys do your own research on that. I'm going to There's a website that you can go to called healingbreastimplantillness.com. I'm going to give you some of the symptoms, but please, by all means, go check out this website. They also have a Facebook page with thousands and thousands of women sharing their stories around being really, really sick, having their implants taken out, and their health returning slowly but surely. So where did this start for me? Over the years, obviously, as an aging woman, you know, hormones become a thing. And my hormones have been up, down, and sideways. And it was brought to my attention by one of my practitioners. And I'll never forget this, because I was like, no, that can't be, no, that can't possibly be true. But she said to me, you know, Lisa, have you ever considered that your implants may have mold? And I was like, what are you talking about? What do you mean mold? No, they are sealed in my body. They can't be moldy. And she said, well, if they weren't sealed properly, they could be developing mold. And if there's mold in your body, that could throw out your hormones. It could also cause a whole lot of other problems. And I was like, nope, that can't be the thing, because I was attached to having my implants. Like, the thought of having to take them out, major surgery, I wouldn't be able to work out, all these things. So this wasn't a decision that I made overnight. I really sat with it for a significant amount of time. One of my other girlfriends had hers out, so I got to go through her experience with her. So I really had like a front row seat. And this girlfriend of mine was having a lot of medical issues, a lot of different weird illnesses were coming out. She couldn't be out in the sun. She was highly sensitive to the sun. And it ends up that it was being caused because her body was having a reaction to silicone. So whether they're saline or silicone, all implants are wrapped in a silicone layer to, you know, they're wrapped in a silicone layer. Like, that's the casing of them. And some people's bodies don't respond well to them. There's a reason why there is no safe limit on how much silicone can be injected into anybody. Yet implants are still a legal thing to do, although they do now come with a black box warning, which many women are unaware of. So let me just run down some of the basic symptoms, and then you can head over to this website and you can look at all the others. Obviously, there's a ton of crossover. So this is really meant to just be informative. If you have had symptoms that you have been chasing for a really long time and nobody can figure out what's going on with you. You know, I have another client who years and years ago, we worked together. We haven't worked together for decades. And she reached out to me to let me know that she'd been suffering with rheumatoid arthritis. She had all these different symptoms. And then she discovered it might be her implants. She got her implants out and her symptoms have significantly decreased, and she's feeling much better, but it's taken a long time. And nobody put, you know, one and one together that it could be her implants causing this illness. So it's really on us, ladies, to pay attention to our symptoms, to advocate for ourselves, and also take responsibility for the choices that we made and the consequences of those choices. It would be really easy for me to go back in time and beat up on that old version of myself, but what would be the point of that? I don't think that there's anybody out there, me included, that hasn't made choices that you kind of shake your head at as you're older in life. And keeping ourselves trapped in feeling bad about a decision that we made when we didn't, you know, we were just making the best decision we could at the time. Like, that young 30-year-old version of me was just, you know, she just wanted to look and feel good. She hadn't done this inner work. She had no idea she was operating in this kind of matrix of what she thought was true. I had no idea. I hadn't even met myself yet, to put it bluntly. So I was just making decisions based on, well, this is what I think I need to do because this is what's going to look best. So there is no point in beating up on that version of myself. Now, if I could go back in time, if you're thinking, well, Lisa, I'm still holding myself hostage to choices that I made when I was younger, whether it's a divorce, whether it's implants, whether it's, it could be there's a million different things here that it could be. What would you like to go back in time and tell yourself? And I've had clients write letters to previous versions of themselves, just expressing, thoughts about like, hey, if I could go back in time, this is what I would have told you. And this is what I need you to know. What do you need your younger version of yourself to know about that decision that she made? If you were talking to her as a loving, kind parent, best friend, whatever it will be, what do you need to say to yourself to forgive yourself for some of these choices that maybe didn't support how you want to be feeling today, or didn't support the future version of yourself that you didn't even know was possible? There is so much freedom when we can grieve those old versions of ourselves. And I had to do some grief. I had to grieve the woman who made that choice because, you know, ironically, when I made that choice, I think part of me was trying to avoid the scarring of just getting like a lift at the time. I don't even know if I can't even remember if I looked at that as an option, but I knew that a lift would come with scars. So in avoiding that, I never even asked the question of like, well, how do we get these out once they're in and do they need to come out? So, you know, full circle moment, because now here I am in my 50s and the scars that I was avoiding in my 30s, I'm now having to be with. And the scars are a visual representation of choices that I made from that 30-year-old version of myself. And like I said, she was just doing the best she could. And I have so much love and grace for myself and that part of me. So I really encourage you to look back at your past. Where are you still holding yourself hostage? Where are you beating yourself up for choices that you made when you didn't know any different and you really were making the best choices for you? And then how can you step into an empowered place today and say, okay, well, what choice do I need to make now? Like, it wouldn't have served me to stomp my feet and beat myself up. Like, why did I do this? Why did I do this to my body? Like, I had to grieve the part of me that believed that I needed to do that to my body back then to look and feel good. Because, you know, what I love so much about having, now that I'm on the other side of this surgery and I didn't know that this was going to be a benefit of it, I've never felt so whole in my body. I've never felt so at home. To be able to touch myself and not feel anything foreign in my body is really cool, because I could feel the implants. I could feel the ripple because I don't carry a lot of body fat. So I could actually feel them inside my body. So to be able to touch my body now and not feel them is really amazing. To feel like I have all of me the way it's supposed to be here is really cool. You'll even notice, like right now, if you've seen me on socials, I've got my extensions out. So I'm rocking my shorter, very fine hair. I don't know if I will keep my extensions out forever, because ever since I was a little girl, I've always wanted long hair. I put extensions in because it feeds that like little girl want to be a mermaid version of me. But I love both. I love having my extensions in, and I'm really enjoying having them out and having my kind of fun, flirty, shorter hair. So this is the season of really embracing all parts of me at a whole new level. And even for the scarring, you know, that's going to fade over time and it doesn't matter. You know, one of my clients said to me, and I thought that this was so beautiful, is that, you know, Lisa, your breasts are the least interesting thing about you. And at 51, I really just don't care. So, you know, I got perky little A cups now. When I had my implants taken out, I also did a lift at the same time. I didn't want to go back for surgery again. So I was just like, let's just put them back to where they started. So it's like a full circle moment. The scars will fade over time. And of course I'm getting, I'm sitting in front of red light therapy and I'm seeing a massage therapist for lymphatic drainage, which is also going to help with my healing as well. So doing all the things to heal myself. So consider that. What decisions have you made in your past that you might need to go back and forgive yourself for and step into responsibility for today? You know, with health and well-being as, you know, one of my top values, and knowing that they could be making me sick. There was no proof, but knowing that they could be making me sick, it really became a no-brainer that they needed to come out. But it did take me a bit to cross that line and to make the decision. And leading up to surgery, I was nervous. Am I doing the right thing? You know, once they put you under, there's no coming back, right? Like, I knew that this was going to be a one and done for me. So I did a lot of work prior to surgery to make sure that I was going to feel whole and happy and okay with whatever version was on the other side. So I have had a few moments post when I really saw the scars for the first time. I was like, whoa, I did not expect them to be so long and so big. But again, like over time, they're going to heal and they're going to fade and nobody's going to notice. And they are the least interesting thing about me. So that's really all I have to say about that. So I'm going to give you, like I said, head over to Instagram. It's saved in my highlights reels, in my story. If you want to watch my journey, I put up pictures of what the implants look like when they came out with the scar tissue, the capsule around them, what they look like once the doctor cut the implants out. They were fine. They were completely intact. There was no mold. There was nothing. Everything came back negative, which was really, really awesome to hear. And it was still the right decision to take them out for me. So some signs of breast implant illness that you may want to look for. And again, some of these are really general, but I've even had problems with like my memory. And this is partly tied to hormones too. When certain hormone levels drop, when estrogen levels drop, you tend to forget like your words. You lose your words. I lose my words sometimes. It's crazy. Anyways, so it can be fatigue, cognitive problems, headache, joint pain, hair loss, constant infection, swollen lymph nodes, rashes, IBS, thyroid issue, adrenal issues, and autoimmune symptoms. So this is just a very short list. Again, you can go to healingbreastimplantillness.com to do your research, and you can go into the Facebook group. You know, just because doctors don't believe that it's a thing, I kind of look to the evidence of how many women have taken out their implants and have realized like that was the problem. Their skin has changed. Their hair has changed. I'm very curious to see over the next year or so what kind of changes I see, because I have gone through a lot of hair loss. I've gone through so many hormonal ups and downs over the years. I've had problems with my adrenals through burnout, but I wonder how much that those foreign objects being in my body also contributed to those symptoms. Who knows? What I do know is that as humans, we really, really struggle to look at choices we've made and recognize that, oh, that choice might be the reason why I'm feeling the way I am today. And we've seen this, I mean, over the past 3 years, we don't know what some of the long-term symptoms of choices that we've made or had made for us are going to result in. And unless we're willing to say, well, what if this is being caused from this? Unless we're willing to take responsibility for at least being curious about it and questioning, so many people are going to stay sick. So many women are staying sick because they're not recognizing it could be their implants, or they're so attached to their body looking a certain way that they refuse to believe that this could be part of the problem. So there are so many women walking around with implants. It would probably amaze you to know how many. I remember when my original surgeon brought out books for me to see before and afters, and he brought out books that were like, I don't know, six, 8 inches thick of before and afters of women who had gotten in implants. And that was one surgeon. And there are thousands and thousands of surgeons that put in implants on a day-to-day basis. It's a very, very common surgery. So lots of different kind of points, talking points within this episode, from really making sure that you are caring for your body in a way that, you know, if you get sick, you're going to recover super quickly. That, I mean, you cannot give yourself a greater gift than the gift of health. And the confidence that comes from knowing, like, obviously I'm not bulletproof, not crazy, I'm not bulletproof, but knowing that I was going to heal so quickly after this surgery. So they say typically 4 to 6 weeks before you can get back to any type of exercise. I don't expect that to be true for me. So I'm not going to be picking up any weights with my arms anytime soon, but I definitely expect to be back in the gym training legs. Probably, well, I've already started doing light stuff. I'll get the official sign off from my doctor on Thursday, but I'd like to be back to training legs, you know, 2-3 times a week. and heavier within the next, like, I think by 3 weeks should be ample time. I know my body. I feel very strong. I feel very, very confident. And everything feels really good. So we'll see. I'm not going to be an idiot. I'm going to wait for my doctor to sign off on it. And I am very good at tuning in and listening to my body. So take care of you. You take care of your body will take care of you. And I guarantee you, your body's been taking care of you all along. So even when I wasn't taking care of my body was still taking care of me. And the capsules around the implants are physical evidence of that. Like, think about that. Immediately upon something foreign going into your body decides we need to protect her or you from this thing. And it literally created a coating around the implants to protect my body from the foreign object that I had chosen to put into it. So think about that. But think about how many choices you make in a day where you're not really looking out for your body. Your body is still working for you. So we really have to flip around this mindset. If you're working from a place of your body's letting you down because it doesn't look a certain way or it doesn't act a certain way or it doesn't, you know, your butt's not a certain shape. Is your body letting you down, or are you letting your body down by the words you're saying to it, by the food you're ingesting, by the lack of movement that you're giving it? Are you really showing up for it like it is your most prized possession? Like it is the most valuable thing you own? Because trust me, it is. Because without it, you don't get to be on this planet at all. Right? So that was number one. Number two was looking back at previous versions of yourself. Where are you still carrying around maybe resentment, frustration for choices that you made back in the day when you didn't know any better? Where can you go back and have a conversation with that younger version of yourself? Tell her what she needs to know. Like, if I could go back in time, I would tell that younger version of myself, like, you're gorgeous. Like, let it go. It doesn't matter. Give your boobs some time. They will come back. And you know what? I could have made a different decision, but we don't need to put a foreign object in my body. Now, having said that, I don't have any regrets that I did it either. So I'm not going to beat up on that version of myself. The point is, where can you go back in time? What do you need to release, let go, forgive yourself for that is still holding you hostage today? Okay. So grieve those previous versions of yourself and celebrate those previous versions of yourself as well, because I truly believe every choice we make in life leads us to where we are today, and it weaves this beautiful fabric that makes up our entire life story. And I'm so grateful for all the stories in my life. It's part of what allows me to coach in the way I coach. It's what allows me to come onto the podcast and share these stories and help you in your own healing journey. Okay. And then the third thing, and the really the biggest thing, was if you do have implants, please make sure you go check out healingbreastimplantillness.com. Take a look through some of the symptoms that are consistently reported by women, you know, some other things are premature aging of your skin, weight problems. So weight problems can be caused from your implants, dry eyes and a decline in vision. I'm really curious to see if my eyesight gets better because I've had a lot of chronic dry eyes over the past couple of years, liver problems, kidney, gallbladder problems, pancreatitis, depression, anxiety, panic attacks, food intolerances, heart palpitations, like autoimmune diseases such as Hashimoto's and Addison's, Graves' disease, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus. The list just goes on and on and on and on. So if you are listening to this podcast or watching me on YouTube and you have implants and you have been experiencing some of these symptoms and you haven't been able to get a resolution, you may want to consider having your implants removed. It's up to you, but you may want to consider it for the benefit of your health. And I think as we get older, our bodies aren't necessarily as resilient as they were in our 20s in terms of handling foreign invaders. So this is why you've got to constantly stay on top of taking care of your health. All right. So that's a lot in this one episode. you know, if one person listens to this and hears some of these symptoms or goes and explores and it makes them feel better, that, like, that's what I'm here for. That's why I shared this journey. So, and again, if you want to see the whole thing, just head over to Instagram and check out my story highlights, and it's all there for you to see. So here's to living our best lives. We are rounding the corner soon. We are going to say goodbye to 2023. I'm going to do a podcast episode on how you can wrap up your 2023 and set the tone for an extraordinary 2024. I don't know about you, but this year was something else. It was the worst of times. It was the best of times. Like, this 2023 really, it really has been an extraordinary year in ways I can't even yet explain or describe to you. But what I do know is it has been an initiation for me personally into stepping into the next level version of myself and my work and who I'm here to serve. So I've got some really great things coming for you in 2024, some really amazing new offers in terms of how we can work together. So if you've been looking for a way to work with me, keep your eyes and ears on this space, because we're going to be announcing some amazing things soon, including a year-long group coaching container that anybody can join. We're still going to try and keep it relatively small and intimate, but it's at a price point that I've never sold anything at before, all the way up to a retreat in Whistler, BC in September. So if that's something you're interested in, make sure you are on my email list, because it will be going out to my email list before I put it anyplace else, once all of my clients have had their first grab at it. So it's open to my clients first, and then it'll go to my email list for the remaining spaces. And there's not that many spaces to be had. And of course, I have my one-to-one coaching containers that I am actively filling now for 2024. So if you've been thinking about ways to work with me, now is a great time to reach out. You can reach me at lisacarpenter.ca. WWM, work with me. There's a little application. Go ahead and fill it out, and we will get on a call and find out what you need to have the best year possible so that you can really claim back your energy, your vitality, your resiliency. Like, let's elevate the resilience, not by doing more, but by allowing yourself to do less and really understanding what it means to be truly resilient. And let's have a 2024 where we all just thrive and have our best year ever. And I've never really said that, because I want every year to be the best year, but I truly believe that 2024 is going to hold something very, very special for each and every one of you. And I would love to be part of that journey. So I will put all the links as to how to contact me, how to apply to work with me, the website that I referred to, the Facebook group link. I'm going to put all of that in the show notes. And if you have any questions, of course, don't hesitate to contact me. All the contact information for my Instagram, everything is going to be in the show notes for you. So thanks for tuning into this episode, and I will catch you next week on the next one.